Welcome to the J.J. Nichting Company in Tunts with Southeast Iowa program on The One to Count On. For today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nichting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Gottens with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Hillcrest Academy Director of Advancement Jeremy Hours about this year's Homecoming and Alumni Family Weekend. You guys over at Hillcrest have the big Homecoming and Alumni Family Weekend coming up on October 1st and 2nd, and there are a number of different things that you guys are hoping to do for this year now that things are kind of getting to more back in person. So just kind of walk us through it a little bit.
Yeah, we're thankful to be at a point where we feel like we can host the traditional homecoming events in a way that folks can be comfortable attending them. On October 1st, we'll sort of kick things off with a alumni volleyball game, which will take place in Hillcrest Union at around 5:30. And then following that, we'll have our alumni soccer game out on the soccer pitch, and that'll be around 7 or 7:30. And then the following morning is the Joetown Classic, which is a 5K that our alumni association hosts. And it's a 5K that originally was hosted by our cross-country team back in 1984. And I think they only did it a couple years, and then it sort of died off. And several years ago, we were looking for something to do as a fundraiser and had heard that there was this, you know, this race that was put on back in the mid-80s. And so we sort of resurrected the Joetown Classic and have done it now for several years. And then after the 5K, campus is just open for people to hang out. We will have a inflatable obstacle course. It's really part of the Joetown Classic for the kids while mom and dad and grandma and granddad are, you know, running or walking the 5K. We have some kids activities which include this inflatable obstacle course. And it's something we've had in past years. So kids can use that either during the race or in the afternoon while, you know, say their folks or whoever are on a campus tour. We have some reunions that will be joining us on campus for tours, and those will take place in the afternoon. And then that evening, serving from 4:30 to 7, is our annual pork supper. This was something that last year we did takeout, and so we're thankful to be able to host the meal in a more traditional way, which is dine-in in our gymnasium. Now, with that said, takeout obviously will be available for folks that would rather grab their meal and take it home. We got really good at doing takeout last year with our fundraising meals, and so that's obviously something we're going to be able to offer the community again this year. And that's the meal that is traditionally hosted by our junior class. It's a fundraiser for the juniors. So tickets for that can be purchased from any of our Hillcrest juniors, or they can just show up and they can get tickets at the door for that as well. So, and then that pretty much wraps things up.
And how much is the cost for the pork supper?
So the meal for the pork supper consists of pulled pork loin, baked potato, various salads, a dinner roll, and pie or other dessert varieties. And the cost for that is $10 for adults. Seniors are $9. Children age 4 to 12 are $5, and kids under 3 are free.
And is there any cost to participate in the Joetown Classic?
There is. You can register on our website, hillcrestravens.org/Joetown Classic. There's a paper form, or you can register online. The cost is $30 prior to the event, and anyone can show up at the event. It just costs a little bit more, and the day of registration is $35.
And there's a new feature for this year's weekend. It looks like there's going to be an unveiling of a painting.
That's right, yeah. So Kara Slawball, class of 2011, is an artist, and we commissioned her to do a painting to commemorate our 75-year anniversary, which was last year. But obviously with COVID and things that were being restricted, we weren't able to host this painting unveiling and sort of celebrate this commissioning in the way that we had originally intended. So this fall, we're going to try it again. She has the painting done. We are getting prints made this week, and we'll have examples of these prints at homecoming for folks to see. We're going to offer a certain number of limited edition signed and numbered prints that folks can buy. We'll also have an option for folks to get their print framed if they'd like to. The painting is titled Hillcrest, and it's something that I really think folks are going to like. And then the painting itself will be on display probably late afternoon on Saturday, definitely during the pork supper for folks to see. And then that's where we'll have the opportunity for folks to order either one of the limited edition prints or one of the smaller sizes.
That's been today's J.J. Nichting Company in touch with Southeast Iowa program with Hillcrest Academy Director of Advancement Jeremy Hours talking about this year's homecoming and alumni family weekend. J.J. Nichting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News.